Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. Welcome. It is Wednesday morning, and it has been great getting up in the morning this week and being together and together beginning a conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. So grab your Bible and grab a journal and go to that spot, grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, and let's begin a talk with Jesus that will not end this morning, but that will continue throughout the day. This last Sunday, we continued in our series Wilderness, because we are in a wilderness season, and we talked about the wilderness of loving an enemy. And so this week, we've been developing this theme of love of enemy in all different kinds of ways. And we've gone deeper into the New Testament and looked at a gospel passage. And now we're going to go back into the Old Testament and look at a famous story. And so you can turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24. We will be there in just a moment. The title of the podcast this morning is Do It, Do It, Do It. And in the midst of the wilderness, and in the midst of the wilderness specifically of loving an enemy, there will always, always be temptation. And the temptation in the midst of the wilderness of loving an enemy will always come in the form of, what do you want to do to your enemy? What do you want to do in this moment to your enemy, to the one that is making this wilderness season just a little bit more or a lot more difficult than it needs to be? What do you want to do to the one who is mistreating you? And maybe you feel like you can do what you want to do to your enemy or the one that's mistreating you in the midst of the wilderness. Or maybe you feel like you can't, and so it's just something that you think about, right? We just kind of entertain it, like, well, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to treat the one that is mistreating me. But the temptation always comes in the form of this question: what do you want to do in the moment to the enemy or to the one that is mistreating you? And so that's the question I want to start with this morning. What do you want to do? How do you want to mistreat the one that is mistreating you? And since we think about it all the time anyway, we might as well just think about it in the presence of Jesus as we're beginning a talk and beginning a conversation with Him. Because honestly, prayer is not about being spiritual. It's not about doing it right. It's not about performing. It's about being real and being honest in the presence of Jesus. So what do you want to do? How do you want to mistreat the one that's mistreating you? And just think about that, because God already knows, so we might as well just bring it into His presence. And that's the question, and I'm thinking about that question as well. And this is a story in the Old Testament where David found himself in that situation where it became clear to him what he wanted to do to his enemy, what he wanted to do to mistreat the one that was mistreating him, and the situation presented itself. And so we pick up in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. After Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 able young men from all of Israel and set out to look for David and his men near the crags of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pen along the way. A cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back into the cave, and the men said, David's men said, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I will give your enemy into your hands, and you can deal with him as you wish.'" So David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. So of course we have to picture the scene. There's David's enemy, the one that is making the wilderness season miserable and more difficult for David. And notice, the temptation comes, it always will. What do you want to do to your enemy right now in this moment? How do you want to mistreat the one that is mistreating you? And the voices were just constant. You know, David's men were saying, do it, do it, do it. And the voices come to us as well, from the enemy, Satan, from even friends, like David's friends here saying, this is the day that the Lord spoke of. He has delivered, you know, your enemy into your hands. Just strike him. The voices seem to well up in us. And it seems so easy to just do what we want to do in the moment to our enemy. It seems so right. It feels so good. It's so justified. It seems so natural. But doing what we want to do in the moment to our enemy will lead to death. Now, there's a different question than what do we want to do in the moment to our enemy. There's a better question. There's a question that David found himself asking right in the midst of him almost doing what he wanted to do to his enemy. And the question is this: who do you want to become? And that is the question that David entertains in the midst of being about to do what he wanted to do in the moment to his enemy. Who do you want to become? What kind of person do we want to become? What kind of father or mother or girlfriend or boyfriend or leader or pastor do we want to become? David ultimately asks the question, wait a minute, what kind of a king, what kind of a man, what kind of a father, what kind of a follower of God do I want to become? And in that moment, asking that question, David decided, instead of running his enemy through, which is what he wanted to do, and it's what we want to do, David cut off a corner of Saul's robe and a bit later showed Saul that even though Saul was mistreating David, David chose not to mistreat his enemy, but instead say, this is who I want to become. And see, one of the things we need to realize, and we must realize in the midst of this story, is that every choice we make, especially in wilderness seasons, especially in the presence of our enemy, every choice we make is actually choosing a pathway. And every pathway actually leads to a destination. A destination for us and who we're going to become, and a destination for our relationships and our communities and what they are going to become. And so we're going to run into crucial moments, moments of decision, moments of decisions in the midst of the wilderness, decisions that are going to determine what pathway we're going to choose and what destination we're going to arrive at, and ultimately what kind of people we are going to become. And those moments are going to be decisive moments in our life. And we can choose to ask the question, what do I want to do right now to my enemy? Or we can choose to ask the question, who do I want to become? And those are going to be cross-shaped moments. They're going to be difficult moments. But as we know, the cross is the only path that leads to the resurrection. And so the question isn't, well, what do I want to do right now to my enemy who's making my life more difficult? The question is, who am I going to become? And what is going to become of the relationships that are most near and dear to me? So let's spend some time talking with Jesus and listening to Jesus in the midst of beginning a conversation with him this morning. And remember, don't pray as you can't. Just pray as you can. There's no pressure, no expectations. It's really relaxing into the presence of Jesus. And so why don't we begin to pray by just asking Jesus this question: who do I want to become? Who do I really want to become? What decisions do I want to make that become a pathway to a certain destination? And begin to just enjoy that conversation with him. And let's specifically just meditate. After we ask that question of who we want to truly become, let's spend 3 minutes just being quiet before the Lord and relaxing our minds and relaxing our hearts, and just let the Spirit of God answer that question of who do we actually want to become. And then let's enjoy that time. Let's enjoy that conversation throughout the day. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.